Well, thanks to everybody who gets in touch with our show, and you do in great numbers. In fact, we'll get to this later on in the show, but the phone number for everyone to do so is 888-922-7234. Once again, slower, 888-922-7234. It actually magically spells out 888-9-AB-RADIO.
That is magic. We should go on Penn and Teller and see if they can figure out how we got that number.
I bet I can fool them.
Really?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I got some great sleight of hand that I think they've never seen. But anyway, the point I'm making here also is that if you have a birthday, try to get it into us 2 days before your birthday.
We need a couple of days, please.
Because we'll get to this in the birthdays next break, but
sometimes we miss it. We don't see it.
If it's day of, sorry, it's probably not going to happen that day. But anyway, the number once again, 888-922-7234. Here's some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, keeping blood pressure under control is a good thing for all of us, but it could be under control, could be crucial for women in preventing uterine fibroids, according to new research. The study tracked women for up to 17 years and found that they were almost 40% less likely to develop these painful growths if they treated their high blood pressure with medication. On the other hand, patients with new onset hypertension had a 45% increase of reporting new fibroids.
Wow.
So Cheerios is bringing back a flavor and introducing a new one. Coming to a store near you, the returning fan favorite flavor, Fruity Cheerios, and the new addition, Peach Mango. They will be available at select retailers.
Okay.
Well, Jeremy Clarkson's British agriculture-themed docu-series Clarkson's Farm is going to kick off its third season next month. The show chronicles Clarkson, who gave up his life as a newspaper columnist in London. He bought a 1,000-acre farm, which he renamed the Diddley Squat Farm because he didn't really like to do a lot of work, and it chronicles his attempts to make it a profitable venture. The first 4 episodes will be available May 3rd, the remaining 4 on May 10th. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, y'all. Here it is, Monday, the 22nd day of April, 4/22/24. It's day 113 of this year. 253 days left in the leap year. Who has birthdays? Well, right at the very top, it's his birthday.
Jack Nicholson!
Jack Nicholson is turning 87 years old.
I bet you'll see A Few Good Men and The Shining and all kinds of stuff on loops today.
You sure will. Do you feel like we do, Peter Frampton? Happy birthday to you.
With his talk box?
74 years old. That talk box sold at auction for a lot of money, by the way. All 13 minutes of that song is glorious.
Well, you know what? That was like super new technology. And you see that in concert and you're like, how's he doing that?
Yeah, it's a great song. Paul Carrack, another great singer, is now 73 years old. Byron Allen is probably the most stealthy billionaire in the world.
Yeah, right?
Because you're like, Byron Allen, the guy from Real People and the stand-up comedian?
He owns
specials?
The Weather Channel.
Yeah, he owns tons of cable networks. He's now 63 years old.
Happy birthday.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is 58. Cheryl Lee is 57. Sherry Shepherd's 57. Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty is 52 years old. Amber Heard, I've heard her name. Where have I heard her name from? Amber Heard.
Very funny.
Sounds like it was in the news. She's 38. And Machine Gun Kelly is 34. He's getting new ink, by the way.
His new ink is interesting.
And it was on Friday. This is what we were telling you about. We were telling you that you should get the birthdays in early whenever you can, if at all possible. Mm-hmm. But Friday was McKenna Pavito's birthday.
Happy birthday, McKenna. Happy belated.
She turned 6 on Friday. So happy birthday, McKenna.
And this is her song.
This is your birthday song.
It isn't very long.
It happened on this date in history in 1876. The Boston Red Stockings defeated the Philadelphia Athletics in the first National League baseball game. Hold on, let me get the red music ready. In 1970, on this date, the very first Earth Day was celebrated. Let's all take our shoes off and go outside and feel the grounding of Mother Earth between our toes.
We're going to talk about this in a minute, by the way. Don't make fun. Don't you make fun.
We sure do. In 1976, Barbara Walters became the first female network news anchor. In 1993, the Holocaust Museum opened in D.C. In 2019, the record-breaking Marvel film Avengers Endgame premiered. Mm-hmm. Still, I think it overtook Avatar.
Isn't that one of your favorites?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, I do like the Marvel films, and this was kind of drawing the end of one of the chapters.
Well, is that why it's called Endgame?
Exactly correct. But I'm going to guess you've never seen it.
I figured that out. It's not my genre.
Of course you haven't.
It's not. I'd rather watch a documentary.
Oh, okay. In 2023, this is when the fire broke out in Disneyland that burned down Maleficent's dragon on stage and all that giant fire. Special events, it's National Park Week, Administrative Professionals Week, which used to be called Secretaries Week, Infertility Awareness Week, Karaoke Week, Medical Laboratory Professionals Week, Crime Victims Rights Week, Playground Safety Week. Where was Playground Safety Week when
we're
kids?
We're going to talk about
that
later, too.
Why do you always keep these things for the future? Well, let's talk about it now, because I got stuff to say about it.
I know you do.
Good grief. Scoop the Poop Week, Youth Violence Prevention Week, In God We Trust Day, April Showers Day. Today is Earth Day, everybody.
You know what? Don't you make fun.
Who else is going to make fun? You?
No.
Girl Scout Leader Day, Jelly Bean Day. And as a reminder, today is Earth Day, everybody.
What are you doing to reduce your carbon footprint,
Tons.
Brad?
I'm doing so much to reduce my carbon footprint. You have a birthday and a special event. Please get it in to us a couple of days beforehand. And we'll mention it, 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Ashley and Brad Show, everybody celebrating on 4/22/24. Today is Earth Day.
You make fun.
Let's go outside and hug Mother Nature. Let's give her a big old hug around the tree.
Walk around barefoot, connect with the
earth. Feel Mother Earth between your toes.
You know, you make fun.
Slip off those Birkenstocks and give a big old hug to a tree nearby.
It's important. This is why do you think Earth Day's been around for 50 years? Because created all kinds of things that have turned out to destroy our poor Earth, and now we need to figure out ways to reduce them. So, and they said just little small things. You don't have to recycle everything in your house.
Are you going to get in an outboard boat and go scoop up the plastic patch? There's Ashley in the Pacific Ocean.
It's little things. Repurposing stuff in your house, maybe doing. Now, this says incorporate walking or biking on short trips. That's a bridge too far for me.
Okay. What are you doing for Earth Day, Ashley?
What I'm saying
is... all for thee, but not for me, is what you're saying.
Not at all.
I see how it works.
Everybody can't do everything. But is there something that you do that you're like, you know what?
I separate the stuff with the different colored cans.
Okay, that's fine.
I do
that's
what I'm supposed
thing.
To do. Enough.
Okay, so one of the things I've been doing... actually probably better part of a decade at this point is on my errands, the things I got to do during the day, I try to cluster them. So like if I've got to run an errand here, my daughter needs something there, whatever, I try to make sure that I'm not making unnecessary trips.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever think about that when you go out? You're like, I got to get
this. All
you
the time.
You don't. You
every
don't at
trip
all,
I make,
do
I'm
you?
Like, should I? I think I can cut corners and combine these two right here together.
That's a big deal.
The only thing I leave is footprints when I go to national parks.
You're leaving carbon footprints everywhere you go.
So are you. You're using your phone and your gas car and all of that.
I know, but I try to do little things. So I think if we all try to do little things, I'm going to buy you one of those boats so you can go out there and collect some of the stuff.
Get out there tonight.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. We've been doing this for a while. 280-ish words? Yeah.
A lot.
So if you've missed these words, then check them out on our website, ashleybradradio.com. You'll see the link at the top, which opens the list of all of these words. All right. Today's word, you've probably heard before. I've used it before. But it is an adjective. It is Latin from the late 15th century. It is inimitable. Inimitable.
Inimitable.
There's a couple of ways to say it, but I'm hitting the T in there to make sure you can capture that. Inimitable. Inimitable. It's both ways. Either is correct.
Inimitable.
But, yeah. How would you spell inimitable?
I would spell it this way, but I don't know if I'm right. Inimitable.
100% correct. Woo! Yes. Inimitable is so good or unusual as to be impossible to copy.
Is our show inimitable?
Completely inimitable. Unique is another way of saying it. The Ashley Brad Show is so inimitable in its style, it cannot be duplicated. Vermeer's works are unparalleled because of his masterly, inimitable ability to paint light, is just another example.
Nice. So we could have our innominate listeners listen to the inimitable show.
That's exactly correct. Inimitable, just, you know, imitate is the root word in there.
Aha.
So in meaning not being able to imitate. So there's your word for today, inimitable.
Ashley and Brad.
There is a big unveiling that's going to happen later on in the show that I don't want to tease too much, but it's coming up fairly shortly here. That we will get to in just a little bit. But big doings as we unveil something brand new.
Oh, I love big doings.
On our show.
Okay.
It involves one of the games. Oops, perhaps I've said too much.
Uh-oh.
But that's going to be happening later on. But first, we also get to you the news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, an early marker of multiple sclerosis could help doctors figure out who may fall prey to the degenerative nerve disease. One in 10 cases of MS, the body starts producing a distinctive set of antibodies in the blood years before symptoms start. And this antibody pattern was 100% predictive of an MS diagnosis. So researchers are hoping that these antibodies can someday form the basis of just a simple blood test to screen years before. So you might start noticing more insect-based pet food. Yes, insect-based.
Okay.
Pet food industry experts say it could be more sustainable, and since we're celebrating Earth Day today, but even healthier than normal pet food because a lot of insects have a lot more protein than they eat bugs anyway, right?
Are you going to be first in line to get some bug protein?
No, but maybe if it's mixed in with it, I would be interested to try that for my
dog. You're going to be eating a lot of cricket meat from now on.
Not me,
is what you're saying.
It's pet food.
I prefer the plant alternatives.
For
us. Because they've also been touting this as like it's going to be the replaceable for steak and all that stuff. That's perhaps
But would you not give it to your pet first? I would definitely try this and give it to him and see. He'll probably eat it. I saw him eating his own.
He'll push away the balls like, what are you doing to me? Bugs? I've got to eat bugs now?
He ate his food in the yard the other day. I saw him. I was like, ew, buddy, don't eat that. Well, so gross. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he'll eat bugs.
I see.
M. Night Shyamalan, the man who brought us Stuart Little, but lots and lots and lots of scary movies, is bringing us another scary one. It's called Trap. It is set to hit theaters August 9th. The film follows a father and daughter who attend a pop concert only to realize that they are trapped at the concert because the police are tracking a serial killer. Dun, dun, dun. Josh Hartnett plays the dad and also somebody else.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, by the way. Just thought I'd make that spoiler alert.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley and Brad Show means we always do a few things. We've been doing this for a while now. We always hit some benchmarks so you get accustomed to Mondays. Oh, you know what? The Mondays at work are a little harder, but we make it easy for you. We make a nice little routine for you. We have the quiz and the feud. Let's begin with the quiz.
Well, and speaking of work, this is actually kind of a work-related question.
Okay.
Only one in five, so 20% of people that go to work today have one of these.
A home office. Let's start there.
That's a good guess. No.
Okay. Probably 80% of people have a home office by
now.
So they don't have this. Is it something technologically related?
Not really, but the newer ones, you can use technology to access it.
The newer ones. So it's been around for a while.
I think these have been around for a long, long time. Okay. I don't want to say it that way because then you're going to get... The newer ones, you can use technology with it.
20% of people who work say they have one of these.
20% of people that go to work today have one.
Okay, so we work. Do we have one?
We do.
Really?
We do.
Okay. Computers, it's not going to be something that obvious or necessary.
No.
A fax machine.
No. but it's kind of funny you say that because this is kind of an older school thing.
It's an older school
thing. But it's evolved.
Okay. Dial-up internet modem. No.
We've had several iterations of this.
Publicity photos.
Yeah, 20% of people. Dave from accounting is going to come in with his publicity shot.
You do have to have some form of advertising for yourself with a publicity photo if you're in some businesses.
You just skirted it really
publicity
closely.
Publicity photo? Advertising. Marketing.
Yes. Okay. How do you advertise yourself?
A thumb drive with your show on it. We've had that.
We have had that.
Okay.
You're so close to this.
Okay.
You're so close.
Okay. So we just got these again is what you're saying.
We did. And ours has a QR code on it so people can just scan it right away.
The business card.
The business card.
Okay.
Only 20% of people have them anymore.
Well, but who needs them
anymore? Because you can scan stuff now.
Well, yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley and Brad Show means we follow up the quiz with the feud. You know how this works? We've sent out these questions to you, the listening audience, and Ashley must match one of your top answers. Are you ready? Here we go. Name something you find at a breakfast buffet.
Eggs.
Give me a North American city that begins with the letter M.
Minneapolis.
Name the most fun city in the United States.
Oh, that's so subjective.
It is, but our audience came up with a
list.
Could
be New York or Las Vegas or LA.
Well, give me one.
Las Vegas.
Name a U.S. city where a lot of TV shows are set.
Los Angeles.
Okay, and then finally, name a food that tastes better a little crispy.
French fries.
I would say everything.
I would say so too.
Well, let's check your answers. Name something you'd find in a breakfast buffet. The number one answer, eggs, of course.
Gotta be.
And then it's almost equal with everything. Bacon, sausage, potatoes, hash browns, juice, coffee, toast, melon, cereal. It's all in there.
I'm so hungry now.
I know. Give me a North American city that begins with the letter M. You said Minneapolis. The number two answer, Miami. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
My home city.
I always forget you're from there.
Yep. Milwaukee, Manhattan, Montreal, Memphis, Mexico City. Finish off the list. Name the most fun city in the United States.
Yeah, I don't know what our audience would have said.
By a 25-point margin, Las Vegas comes in number one.
Okay.
Followed by New York City. Orlando, number three.
Oh, of course.
I would have said that, number one. Los Angeles and then Miami. Again.
Again. Two times with the Miami.
How about that? And then name a U.S. city where a lot of TV shows are set. New York City is the number one answer.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Tons. Are you kidding? Every show was based in New York City for a time. Los Angeles, Chicago.
Is Miami on the list again?
Boston, Washington, D.C., and Miami, Florida.
Wow.
Golden Girls. That was set there. You love that show.
I do love that show.
And then finally, name a food that tastes better a little crispy.
Oh, I could go on the list.
Everything. Bacon, brownies, chips, fries, chicken, pizza. They all belong on the list. And
brownies. You get that corner piece, that double corner piece. Again, I'm so hungry right now.
That's awesome.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and let's take to the open road, everybody. Time to speed down the interstate on your road trip this coming summer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make a road trip, I love to tell this story because it is so illustrative of the two different styles. When taking that famous road trip from Miami all the way up to Alberta, Canada.
You guys drove.
We drove and saw all of the country.
Did that take you like 10 days to get there?
It was a long time. It was a full month of travel.
Oh.
But so we planned on meeting our cousins, my aunt and uncle, up in Alberta.
Okay.
And they were coming from Indiana.
Okay.
And so my uncle, world-class philatelist, stamp collector, surgeon, very precise.
Right.
He plans everything down to the minute.
I bet he does.
With his scheduling, his planning.
He's like, we'll be there at 8:34.
Exactly. He goes on this date, we will meet you here at this time. My father, maybe not as much of a planner.
Really?
Very much kind of improvisational. And
with the job that he was in? And
yes.
Being on that. Wow, that's interesting.
But for family stuff, he had a general idea of things.
Okay.
He would look at the map and go, okay, I think we'll take this. So he said, all right, great. We'll plan on meeting you there. Fine at that day.
Okay.
So as it's getting nearer to the time, he's like, yeah, I guess we should probably book accommodations.
Your dad said this?
Right. For close to where they're going to be.
You didn't even have accommodations?
No. And my uncle's like, oh, Joe, you'll never get anything close to us.
And that was, you didn't have cell phones. You didn't have ways to communicate.
No computer, no nothing.
Wow.
So my uncle's like, yeah, you're not going to find everything. Comes the day, sure enough, he found booking right next door to them.
totally lucky.
So again, there's the planners and the not planners.
Well, so it's interesting because my dad, when you took a road trip with my dad, you got in the car and you got from point A to point B.
Okay.
And we had to beg to stop to go to the bathroom. We're like, Dad, please. With my mom, she would meander. We'd stop at maybe a shop. We'd go take in a cup. We'd buy some things and look.
I could see that being friction between your mother and father then.
You think?
A little bit.
So are you one of those people that when you get in the car, we're getting there?
Yeah.
We're going.
I'm going to get there.
See, and for me, I don't like being stuck in the car. So I want to stop and shop and do a little some stuff.
The shopping, no way.
Well, there's because there's places. There's local things you could buy at that place that maybe you can't get where you live.
Okay.
I love that part of it.
Yeah.
So what about you guys? Are you a stop at every little thing along the way? Or are you a we're getting there? We're going to make this trip in 6 hours.
Yeah.
But it's a 3-day trip. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. 6 hours. Let us know. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Let me invoke her name and awaken her, our digital assistant, Geneva.
Yes?
Are you here to help us?
You are correct.
Tell everybody the phone number to get in touch with us.
888-9-A-B-RADIO.
And that actually has numbers to it.
You got it.
What are those numbers?
888-922-7234.
Can they text?
Text or call 888-922-7234.
She's so smart.
Thank you, Geneva.
Wow,
you're
thanks.
So helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But it's all true. You can get in touch with us with all of that information.
Oh,
you can also, can they email us too, even Geneva?
Exactly.
How do they do that?
AB@AshleyBradRadio.com.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you very much. And do we have a podcast?
You can listen to our podcast wherever you find your podcast by searching Ashley and Brad Show.
Ah, helpful beyond imagining,
right?
Geneva.
And free. Don't even have to pay her.
That's right. And they say that AI could take over our jobs. I wonder why. But that's how you get in touch with us. There's podcasts, there's email. It's all available for you to use to get in touch with us. And now for some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, keeping our blood pressure under control is good for all of us, but it could be crucial for women in preventing uterine fibroids, according to some new research. The study tracked women for up to 17 years and found they were almost 40% less likely to develop the fibroids if they treated their high blood pressure. On the other hand, patients with new onset hypertension had a 45% increase of some newly reported fibroids.
Mm.
Well, Chick-fil-A is testing a new pretzel cheddar club sandwich. Just in North Carolina, that's where they're going to test it. It's a tavern-inspired sandwich on a toasted crisscross pretzel. Oh, I do like the pretzel bun. Pretzel bun with green leaf lettuce, sliced tomato, soft seasoned cheddar cheese, and a couple of strips of applewood smoked bacon. If it's successful, it'll be available everywhere in the future. So Robert Taylor is set to play a recurring role in CBS's new series NCIS Origins. Taylor, who is best known for playing Sheriff Walt Longmire on the Wyoming crime drama Longmire for six seasons, will play Jackson Gibbs, the strict father of Leroy Jethro Gibbs. Origins is set to premiere during the 2024-2025 television season. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thank you to everybody who gets in touch with the Ashley and Brad Show on our phone lines, 888-922-7234. It's a text and a voicemail, and whenever we talk about these things on the breaks, you always get in touch. Let's hit a few of these topics.
First of all,
the pajamas. Like I said, it's like people are just going on their way to a slumber party when they're out shopping these days. But Pat, I think, embodied many of our listeners' opinions when she said this.
I would never, ever, ever wear my pajamas to the store. I barely wear pajamas to sleep in. I sleep in more comfortable things.
Oh, all right. See,
that's more comfortable than pajamas to sleep in.
I don't know. Perhaps she'll have to continue the phone call.
But you know what? If I'm sick, I will go out in pajamas. If I've got to go like to the pharmacy or something, I'm not going to dress up nice to go there.
All right.
But that's rare.
Okay. Everybody else got in touch with us. Whoa, the background noise? Man, that got a lot of traction.
Oh, yeah? What are they watching and listening to?
Well, for example, Karen said, I don't consider you background. I like listening to you. I use music for background noise. I can't do complete silence.
Yeah, I can't
just
either.
Just one of the person. Listener Jim said, definitely background noise is a radio station with a smiley face. Okay.
Hey, at least it's this station, yeah. So I'll take that as a compliment. That's a win.
Yeah, Deborah says, I don't care if there's noise or not. I need noise to work. Same when I was in school studying for a test or doing homework. You need noise. Let there be noise, she says.
Agreed.
And then Kathy, my background sound is also the Golden Girls.
I have See?
All the seasons on DVD. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I put the girls on the background to help shut my mind down. I know every word, so I don't need to watch to see what happens next, although they still make me laugh. Thanks for making my days even better, Kathy.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. The smoking. Kay Myers reached out to us and said that she used to work in a grocery store, and she said you would reach for celery on the wet rack and find ashes once
what?
Upon a time. Oh, yeah.
People you can smoke in a grocery store?
Oh, sure. People used to smoke in line and throughout the store.
No way.
Yeah. They'd find ashes, yeah.
That's gross. Here's some ashes with your food.
Yeah, in the produce display. So, she's glad that there have been laws established to curb that behavior. Like we said, Ricky sent in his daughter's birthday. It was a little bit late, but we did get to it. The wristwatch. Oh, the wristwatch.
You are the only one I know. Well, there's like three people I know that wear it. But.
Marion says, I've worn an analog wristwatch her whole life. I'm not a nurse, but I think most nurses do, too. That's probably true. Mm. She also just purchased Who Buys DVDs Anymore? She purchased 1 through 3 seasons of The Chosen on DVD.
Okay.
So thanks for that, Marion.
Well, and checking out the Facebook page also with the background noise. Mm-hmm. Now, Ann says, I agree with Ashley on TV shows or movies. If I've seen them 100 times, I don't need to watch them. I just need to listen to them.
But that's where Katie says if a TV show's on, she's going to watch it, which is what I say.
See, I
do
sometimes.
You can't just listen to it. You got to turn around and go, oh, yeah, I remember the scene.
Well, because that's the problem. I will have the Golden Girls on, and I do know it. But sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, this is so funny. And then I'll watch the rest of it.
All right.
And then end up by going down a rabbit hole of, 3 hours of watching the Golden Girls.
Exactly.
And when we ask people about selfies and videos, are there places that are off limits? Grant said, I would say a surgeon taking selfies during surgery would be probably inappropriate.
Look at me in the spleen. Yeah. Wow. That's a little more interesting than a coffee cup. Here's my coffee them this morning. Anyway, be like all of our listeners who are getting in touch with us, just like these folks, Katie and Francis and Kay Myers and Kathy and Deborah and Ricky and Marion and listener Jim and Karen and Mike and everybody. Get in touch at 888-922-7234. That's 888-9-A-B-RADIO.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, out in the desert of California, there was, over the weekend, part deux of the Coachella Music Festival, which is, big festival of pop music, and lots of people were there.
And then in a couple weeks, the Country Festival
And then the Country, Stagecoach will be there, same place. So, there are two kinds of people. There are those that love music festivals and will go no matter what the cost, which it ain't cheap anymore.
And that's the thing is...
It ain't like Woodstock where it was $1.50 to get a ticket and just come on in.
Well, that was 50 years ago. I've never been to Coachella, but there are a lot. There's Lollapalooza, there's Tomorrowland, there's Bonnaroo, there's Austin City Limits, there's the Electric Daisy Fest. I mean, there's a bunch of different choices. It doesn't matter what genre of music you like.
Yeah.
But are you a music festival person? And if I have to camp or do like an RV, no. But if I could stay in a hotel and it was cost... I get that they've got to make a profit, but it is actually
and
cost
a huge profit
prohibitive for me now. I can't.
Right.
I can't. I want to go. I like going to these festivals. It is super fun, but I'm like, I cannot, with the hotels, the food. If you add up the whole weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Who can afford to do these in great numbers?
But if you
great
take the cost of it out, are you in general a music? Like, do you like to go to these?
As I've said before, no.
I know you
I prefer to hear my music at home the way it was recorded and just enjoy it that way. Yes, I've been to concerts. Yes, I've been to a lot of concerts in my life.
Right.
But I still just like, I prefer to just be at home and listen to it that way.
And see, and I like the music festival because it's not just the headliner, but it's usually a bunch of people you've also heard of, but then a bunch you've never heard of.
That's right.
And so you get to experience all kinds of great up-and-comers or people that...
You know what it also is? It's also I like to assemble the playlist myself. Because as soon as you're at a show and you're, here's something from our new album, you're like, oh, no.
But if it's a festival, then you can go to different areas. And,
yeah.
And so I do like it. Okay. So what about you guys? Are you a music festival person? Do you like to travel to go do that? Or is it like, okay, I'll go because it's close to my house?
Yeah, let us know what you do. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, it's a big day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Mark this day on your calendar. Oh, how appropriate that we're talking about calendars. Because this is time for six-year-old trivia, or is it?
Oh, because we ran out of... Oh, no.
Dear six-year-old trivia calendar, we have expended all of your questions.
So this is an in memoriam.
This is in memoriam of six-year-old trivia. We no longer have our six-year-old trivia calendar from 2018 because we have gone through all of its pages.
I can't believe that.
It was a calendar we found in the back of our game closet. We thought, oh, let's repurpose this, and we use it.
And we sure
and we did.
Great for Earth Day that we repurposed a calendar.
Yeah, because of Earth Day. But we have in our possession right now a brand new Page a Day trivia calendar.
What?
From 2024.
Wow, brand new?
So we don't have to do a six-year-old. We actually
do. 4 months old already.
This year, no. Well, so here's the thing. So there's 260 work days throughout the year.
Right.
5/7 of 365 is 260.
That's a lot of
math. We've already eclipsed 113 days from 260.
Okay.
So that's 147.
This is already over my head.
Well, I'm just basically saying we can do at least 2-point-something trivia questions per Monday.
Okay.
From this. All right. So let's tear off some questions. What is the tallest waterfall on Earth? Do you know?
Oh, it's Angel Falls.
Where is it?
I want to say it's Brazil or Costa Rica or...
Close enough.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
Okay.
Angel Falls, Venezuela. Total height of 3,212 feet.
Woo! It just looks extraordinary.
Giant. Okay. Second question. Mm-hmm. What are the odds of getting a royal flush in 5-card draw poker?
Not a lot.
Well, there is a numerical value.
Well, if there's 5 cards... And is the royal flush where... tell me which one that one is.
Ace, king, queen, jack, 10.
Okay.
All in the same suit, same...
Because royal, I thought they all had to be like in the little costumes on the card. But the 10... Okay.
Well, they are.
Well, not that's the 10's get, not. The, is the 10?
No, but the queen, the right, king, and the jack, and the...
Uh-huh. Because royal to me is... Okay.
One in what?
1 in 5. 1 in 20%. 5%.
There'd be a lot of... Vegas would be shaped a lot differently if that were the case.
So then, 0.05%.
1 in 649,740.
Nobody knows the answer to that.
Well,
okay,
you do now.
So what's the percentage on that then?
Oh, I divide that by one.
I don't have that kind of time today.
0.00. Yeah,
I don't know.
You want to know what it is?
Wow.
It's 0.0.
There you go.
Ashley and Brad.
How do we spend our time between the music? Well, I'll let you in on some backstage stories, listener. You see, there's music playing, but sometimes we can turn it down. And I was just going through my sound file.
And we're trying to make ourselves laugh.
I've got pages and pages of sound effects to play here. And of course, one of my favorites is Ric Flair.
Woo! You'll just play
Ric Flair.
I'll be working and you'll play that turn the speakers up really loud and you scare me.
Oh, I do.
You think it's funny.
Because I think it's... And what do you think of that, Randy Macho Man Savage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So as I'm playing... You say what?
I said it would be kind of funny if you turned him into a siren because the next one you played after that was that. And just have him to go, woo, 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 woo.
See?
You should make a Ric Flair siren sound effect.
I will work on that.
Okay, listen. By what? The end of the week, you think? By Friday we'll have it?
Sure. I can have a Ric Flair. So that's how we spend our time here in the studio.
What do you guys do at work?
What do you do at work? Exactly. Do you get to play with sound effects? Oh, Ashley, please. We're on the air. Don't do that. This is the Ashley and Brad. Who else could be? Look, here's another one.
Ashley and Brad.
Right? We keep them in our back pocket all the time.
We certainly do. Let's get to some news and let's straighten up and serious up the place now.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Yeah, because this is a very serious topic.
Okay.
Multiple sclerosis. I have several friends, actually.
Way to bring the room down, Ashley.
And I know. But an early marker, it's always best, obviously, to be able to start treatment, as soon as you possibly can. But what if doctors could know years before symptoms even begin? Well, 10% of cases of MS, the body begins producing a distinctive set of antibodies in the blood way, years before any symptoms. So this antibody pattern was 100% predictive of an MS diagnosis. So they said the researchers want to form someday, hopefully sooner than later, the basis of a simple blood test to start screening for it, like at your annual doctor's
appointments. So someday we could say,
good day, sir,
to MS.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that'd be great.
So you might start noticing some more insect-based pet food. Pet food industry experts say it could be more sustainable, possibly even healthier than normal pet food, because a lot of insects have more protein by weight than, beef and chicken and fish. Also, techniques needed to mass produce it are better for the environment, and here we are on Earth Day.
Yeah. Sparky station dog, what do you think of that? Yeah.
They'll eat anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I feel the same way.
My dog ate his own
other
day. Oh, they don't care.
Well, that's your dog, and that says so much.
It does. I caught him in the arm. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah. So Netflix has announced the popular series The Witcher is going to end with its fifth season. The upcoming seasons are going to cover the remaining books in the series, which will complete the adaptation. Season 4 is currently in production, but without Henry Cavill. Mm. Liam Hemsworth is set to take on the lead role. Seasons 1 through 3 of The Witcher are currently streaming on Netflix, by the way. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
I don't need to tell you, listener, because you're out there, you're working, you're shucking and jiving just like we are, and you may have noticed that prices are a little bit up on just about
everything.
There's not much that's affordable or cheap or thrifty anymore. Because it's expensive.
And if you got a family
to do a bunch of stuff.
And you're trying to do, my kids are grown, but when they were little, it was expensive. And I think, man.
Well, then let me tell you about a family of
dinner,
four these days.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Making a trip, doing anything. It's a lot. So they said, what are some of the things that, you and your coworkers or your family or whatever, because sometimes like after work, it's like, oh, let's go grab something to eat. But now I'm like, I can't do that.
That's where potlucks come in handy.
Exactly.
Everybody bring your favorite dish.
Absolutely. And so they said, what are some fun things, either low or no cost things, to do with your friends and your family?
All right. It's here.
Now, this could be fun with a bunch of girlfriends. In fact, I have done this, a spa day, but at home. So maybe each person takes maybe one day a month, and a bunch of, people get together and do a little spa day.
You're each going to give each other pedicure? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, you could maybe do that if someone knows how to, paint nails. But, maybe a face mask, or just sit and relax, or just something like that. It's cheap-ish.
Okay.
This one seems like so much fun, because oftentimes it's hard to pick a movie. Everyone's like, well, I don't want to see that. I don't want to have a movie roulette. So that person is assigned their day, and they kind of get to decide what movie people see and what you guys have for dinner and, all that stuff. And speaking of dinner, learn how to make a new meal or just make whatever meal all together.
Okay.
Assign everybody a task. You set the table, you do this, which is how it kind of used to be in my family anyway. We had to set the table and clean it.
I'll tell you what's cheap, and you could do this. Yes, you could do this, Ashley.
Like me?
You and your friends could go camping. Get a tent and do some old fashioned. It doesn't even have to be anywhere. You'd be in somebody's backyard.
And camping is on the list, and they say it says on your own terms.
Right.
So that's like.
You could do backyard. We used to do this with our boys all the time. Just pinch a tent in the backyard and just say, hey, we're camping, and have fun with it and make s'mores and do that.
I wouldn't mind doing it in the backyard, because then I am close to, all the stuff if I need it.
Right.
But this one, and I love to throw these are so much fun, a scavenger hunt.
Okay.
And that could be with your family. That could be with just some friends. That is a really fun thing to do.
All right.
So what kind of stuff do you guys do that it's either low or no cost?
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
You brought us news on Friday here on the Ashley and Brad Show that you were saying, and we have followed this as much as we can, to not have anything in the bedroom, the master bedroom, except a bed.
That comes from an ENT surgeon. And he said, you've got to just...
Your best sleep is going to come if there's nothing cluttering your room up, if there's no television, if there's just go
If you
to
don't
sleep.
Have the treadmill with clothes all over
it. Right, exactly.
Piles of clothes.
The rack that's known as the workout equipment of clothes. But so we've tried to do that. In fact, we just cleared it out even more. So now it's just our bedroom and the nightstands, and that's it.
But you have no TV, and I have a TV, and I like the TV.
Because that's keeping you from sleeping.
I know.
Anyway,
well,
you're bringing
I sleep
us
pretty good.
Newest trends for the master bedroom.
Yeah, well, so it's interesting. There's a show on, I think it's like on HGTV. It's called Rock the Block, and they have all these teams, these design teams, and they do, you know, a whole house. Mm-hmm. And they'll focus on one area of the house. And one of the last ones I saw, one of the big home trends were these coffee bars inside the primary bedroom. And so
when you wake up,
you get to, you know, have make a coffee, or some of them had cocktail bars in that area. And they said one of the newest home trends are rest corners. So there's an area in the house that...
Describe for me what a rest corner is.
It can be for a hobby. It can be for napping. It's just customizable to whatever you need. It's whatever gives you rest. So it's like just stick a beanbag in the corner. I don't know. And just make it calm and relax. Make that the place where you reset.
We do have a corner chair that I do like sitting in to read.
My mother had a reading chair and it had a lamp and a little end table next to it and all her books.
Yeah.
One of the other newest home trends are and this was also on that HGTV show, the almost all of them did a cold plunge bath.
I'm out.
You sit up.
No, thank you. Nope.
And dump yourself into a big old vat
of
ice.
Just the other day, I was in the shower going, thank you, God, that there's hot water for a shower.
I know.
A lot of people don't like things in life.
But it's supposed to be really good for you.
Oh, it's supposed to be. But it's still freezing cold water.
It's freezing cold
water. Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of information that take place on this, the 22nd of April. And yes, it's Earth Day.
Yes, it is.
But no, more than that, it's National Playground Safety Week.
Which is funny because when I grew up, the slides were metal and they burned the whole way down. The seesaws were
The jungle
metal.
Gym had no chips underneath it, no rubber.
Oh,
there was
chips.
Just concrete.
Oh, no, no, no. We had chips, but they were wood chips.
No.
So you fall and you get a splinter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
You broke your tooth or your arm falling off one of those.
I broke my nose and my arm. I broke two things. And we used to have this metal...
spin around. The merry-go-round.
And you would try to spin people off.
Of course you would.
Kids would be flinging left and right, but now it's not that way.
Tetherball with a rope, an actual rope. They used to get rope arm when it'd go around your wrist. Oh my gosh.
But today is about focusing on children's outdoor play environments and giving gratitude for those who've come up with all the new things that make it safer for the kids. And it all started in the 19th century. German developmental psychologist like Friedrich Froebel came up with the idea of this area that helps children with fair play and good manners. Mm-hmm. And in 1859, the first public access recreational area opened in Manchester, England. And in 1922, a man named Charles Wickstead invented the slide, probably that same metal one that burned my tush every time I'd wear shorts.
The thighs would get scorched.
There's no rust. I mean, our whole thing was making the swing set try to come out of the, out of the ground.
Playground safety? Where was the safety with the dodgeball to the face? I mean, come on.
It just didn't
exist. That sound effect.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.